Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Good morning, everybody. And good morning to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. How you doing, Paul?
Pretty well. How about you guys?
Doing good over here. Getting ready for a fun weekend, hopefully. You know, not too bad out there, but we know what it's like here in the Midwest. We can handle it. What is it looking like on your end, Paul, for our weather?
Yeah, still very much into the clouds and the on and off flurries, a few snow showers out there today, and starting to see those winds also up a bit more here as well. So that also kind of add insult to the wind chill factor the weekend. But still on track to some of those flurries and snow showers today. Highs pretty much staying right where they are, right around 20 throughout the day with steady temps here with west winds 15 to 25. Tonight, some flurries and snow showers. Amounts of accumulation staying less than an inch, lows at 13. And then Saturday, some more flurries and snow showers, some light accumulation, highs up 20. West Wednesday at 15 to 25. Three above Saturday night, 28. Some sunny breaks Sunday. Winds turn to the southwest, 19 Sunday night. A little warmer next week, 32. Partly sunny Monday, mid-30s Tuesday into Wednesday. Overnight lows, mid-upper teens into early next week. And keeping an eye on some chances for light snow potential coming up Thursday, maybe into Friday next week, with some more highs in the mid-30s heading into Thanksgiving. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
We appreciate the news. It's not always easy to deliver, I imagine, Paul, but we appreciate you guys, and hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday, okay?
Hey, you bet. You guys, too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul and the gang, appreciate them so much.
We do.
We got Misty's mini birthday and anniversary coming up in a little bit. Our Star of the Day featuring Culver's. All that on the way. Right now, science news.
Science!
You blinded me with...
I need to put a hotkey in there for that.
Absolutely. I need that yesterday. Yes, absolutely. So looking at... Just going through a kind of quick run through some of these stories and everything. I like bringing them up, and we don't get too in-depth into them because I really want to encourage you guys out there to do a little homework.
Yeah.
Look into these stories. There are so many amazing things going on in our universe, in our world, and they don't get talked about very much because...
Not at all.
God help it if we didn't talk about that celebrity who had this happen or this politician that did this or whatever and everything. There's better stories out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to hunt them down yourself, everybody. If you're looking for a good news story and you can't find it, I mean, and it's not at your brought to your eyeballs, your ears, hunt it down.
You'll find them.
The Artemis 1 moon mission launched Wednesday morning. It's unmanned, so no astronauts are on board, and it won't land on the moon, just orbit it and come home. But it is step one in sending people back there, hopefully by 2025.
Wow, that's not that long far away.
If things go the way that they are expecting them to, we could have a colony on the moon by 2025.
Wow.
Just staggering to think about.
Blow my mind.
That's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to happen in our lifetimes. You
right,
know?
Right.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. It is probably unrealistic to think that in our lifetime, Seth, that we'll get to the Mars. But the fact that we're realistically talking about it is insanely amazing to me.
Isn't that cool?
Really, something right there.
It's something to... It's a marvel.
A team with NASA thinks this is why aliens haven't made contact. Because complex civilizations just tend to destroy themselves before they can reach out. So, yeah.
Oh, that's optimistic.
Right? Science. No emotions, no feelings, just hey, this is what we think. I don't think that's a far-fetched or a different theory. That theory's been pitched around before and stuff.
It's kind of funny because I'm thinking of Star Trek. So there's a view of Star Trek, you know, while now the planet is together, you know, it's like a world government and everything. And then because of that, we're able to go to space and do more exploring up there because we have all the resources coming together to do that. I mean, but there's the opposite, too, which sometimes, I mean, we're at a point right now. I mean, if you were to come from a different planet and come down here, what would you see?
Yeah.
Probably still more the opposite, more like, these guys can't get it together, man.
I don't begrudge that theory.
Yeah.
I feel like we're too close to the subject,
though. I agree.
We're trying to put ourselves, we do this all the time in society, put ourselves in other people's shoes, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. But we know what those shoes look like. Mm-hmm. We know what that's a human being. They're a bit similar to me, at least, even if we don't think and look alike and all that. We are both of the same species, so we hope that we can get a little bit like some of their thinking.
Right.
We're talking about something we have no idea. How can we even imagine? And I
speculation,
also,
yeah.
I mean, I don't see why more people don't bring this up, too. Could it be that they're just in the same situation we're in? Like, we're just trying to get to the moon.
Yeah.
And Mars and everything, let alone, being able to bop around the galaxy and check, hey, what's going on over at the Milky Way? Anybody? We haven't been over there in a while. It could be
that
they are in the same boat we are.
Or whether they even care.
Right.
About going to space at all. Maybe that's not something they're interested in. Who knows?
I don't know. I think this is amazing, though, and I cannot express enough how much I think people should look into this subject here. Scientists in Bulgaria think wormholes exist.
Wow.
Again, they believe, and these are scientists saying this, so they never say anything without some data or some backing.
Something, yep.
At least something to base their theory on.
Right.
Basically, these are shortcuts through space.
Right.
And we may have already detected them without realizing it. The theory is they're almost identical to black holes.
Whoa.
So maybe what we've been identifying as a black hole is actually a wormhole.
Wow. I wonder, boy, again, I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around all of the implications of that. Just think of that.
Well, it's not too surprising, but it is still kind of cool. Stephen Hawking really touched on this in his lifetime, mm-hmm. where he said that scientifically, they believe that time travel is much more realistic and attainable than teleportation, when comparing these big
sci-fi
ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, these kind of stories speak to a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
That wormhole. Now, good luck getting, figuring out who's going to go in there first, and figure this out. I don't believe that it's one of those
things.
Are
you going to volunteer, James?
I don't know. I'm just going to tie this rope to the spaceship really tight, guys, okay? Just hold that to how it'd be. All right, give me a little slack, okay, and I'm off.
If I give you two tugs, pull back, okay?
The rope's not working. The rope's not working. It leads to nothing. Oh, that suck. That would just, I mean, there's no other way to word that.
That would just be awful.
In tattoo news, even women in ancient Egypt got lower back tattoos.
Well, how about that?
That lower back tattoo that was popular for, as quick as it was popular, it died out.
It died off really
quick.
And
became to have a stigma to it and everything. Well, if you still have one, you don't have to feel as bad, maybe.
The Egyptians were doing it. See, now you can feel cool about it again.
Now, research now believes that pregnant women and midwives got them as a sort of good luck charm.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That's pretty interesting,
I thought. That is interesting.
And one other bit of science news here. This is very fascinating, and I did not get a chance to look into this one nearly enough, but a team in Switzerland invented edible drones with wings made of rice cakes.
Okay.
You'd fly a few in if someone got stranded and they could eat them.
Wow.
Each drone is about 300 calories. There was there's been a number of stories, and certainly here in Wisconsin, in the Midwest in general, you have people that get lost. There was a hunter that got lost the other day.
Yep. I did a story on the news about a hunter getting lost, and they found it by GPS.
Yes. See? These kind of things, more and more. Well, if the drone is over there and can spot the person, it's helpless. I mean, they could still be thousands of miles into the forest
or
whatever
and
mm-hmm. everything. They've still got to survive until people can help can come.
Right.
This is a game changer when it comes to, hey, here's this.
Yep.
And hopefully this will get you by until we can get there.
Yeah. If they haven't come up with a name yet, I have a name for them. We'll call them Bernards.
Yes. That's it. That's it. You name it anything else, it's not going to work. Not going to.
These drones should be called Bernards. I think that's it. Yep.
You can call them whatever you want in society. I'm calling them Bernards from now on. That was well played, Seth. Nicely done.
Edible. I think we need more edible technology. Yeah, I think let's get working on that, everybody.
I love the idea of that. You got onto something there. Imagine if like our remote controls were edible. It's hard enough to find them. Now you got. Did you eat the remote? Did you eat the remote? You're not supposed to do. We are, and I got to go buy another one.
Where are the batteries? You're not supposed to eat the batteries.
Oh, dear God. Did you? Please tell me you took the batteries out first. Please. Oh, guys. Okay. How about edible, like the mixers that mix up cake batter and cookie batter and all that? Like, you were licking
they're chocolate.
Yeah. We make them out of chocolate. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we have.
See, we are brilliant, man.
I apologize, everybody. We're retiring from radio, and Seth and I are going to go take these ideas and see what can happen. And flash forward to a week later.
Yeah, doodly, doodly, doodly. Oh, we're broke.
Could somebody please give us our job back, please? This was a bad idea.
It must be Friday. I mean.
Yep. This is another one that's kind of interesting that coming up. Most of us have looked at airline tickets recently, saw the prices, and thought, this is why I don't fly more.
Yeah, no kidding.
So this can be a little intriguing. Frontier Airlines has announced a new Go Wild annual flight pass for $599, which will offer unlimited flights starting May 2nd of the next year.
Hmm.
If that seems too good to be true, well, there are four catches. Number one, you need to be willing to fly Frontier, you know, obviously. And that, like, I've flown Frontier. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them, Spirit.
Yeah.
There's a list of blackout dates, which includes most major holidays and popular long weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I've already lost interest.
Yeah.
You have to be flexible. You can only book tickets the day before the flight, and not every flight is available.
Jeez.
Basically, Frontier is just offering up seats that have gone unsold on their flights. So you get the scraps, basically. And this is maybe the biggest catch. You can book the tickets for free, or actually 1 cent each, but that only covers the airfare. You still have to pay taxes, fees, and any additional charges, like the premium seats, baggage, and upgrades. And if there are only premium seats available on a flight you want, you'd have to pay for them. It wouldn't be an option.
Jeez.
Frontier even admits that it's not for everyone, but it could be a huge for retirees. The $599 price is only good through midnight tonight. Save yourself some time. Look, if you fly on a weekly basis... you know, it's part of your job. It's part of your work. That I think is a little bit different. Maybe you do want to look into this. I will say, though, if you are a person that lives that lifestyle, chances are you've already got a points plan or something like that, frequent flyer miles.
That makes
and all
it worth
that.
It, right?
Yeah. I got quite a few friends that do this.
Yeah.
That fly like literally on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Will that I always bring up, I don't know the last time Will paid for a flight. He's been doing this for almost 20 years.
Yep.
And he's racked up those frequent flyer miles and everything going from Vegas to Oakland back and forth and everything. And so if you're one of these people that you're kind of hoping that they're pitching this to, even they're already kind of like, no. I hate advertisements, and I hate ideas that basically stem on hoping that people are stupid.
Ugh.
Hoping that people won't read the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing here. They're telling you, even they're owning it here in their promos and stuff when they're telling people, like, hey, look, we understand. What that means really is we understand some people are going to read the bottom line.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's such a not only a smack in the face to your customers. It's such a waste of advertising. You're paying thousands of dollars, and you know, close to millions, some of these companies, to advertising agencies, to groups, to come up with promotion ideas and everything. And they come up with this bupkis kind of stuff that doesn't really like hold water. It doesn't hold weight.
No.
You know, if you're going to do all that. Come up with something that's and look, I understand that we work in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
We understand how hard it is to come up with promotions and new ideas.
Oh, yeah. We got to do it all the time. Yeah.
That being said, even we're able to do that, and we've been doing that for years around here. We got a very short, small staff.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I just feel like that it's a waste of time, really.
Yeah. If nothing else, I guess they just bought some airtime from us because we talked about the story. But other than that,
yeah, it really pushes the idea. Is it no, you know, bad? There's such, no such thing as bad press anymore.
Right.
This is something that we've been kind of getting into more and more as a society. Mm-hmm. The idea of, you know, this per. I think of the Snyder guy that owned the L.A. Clippers. Snyder owns the Commanders, the Commies, and the guy that owned the Sterling, Donald Sterling. So they come out, they do these horrible things, and they have to sell their team. And we as a society cheer this on. Yes, you have to sell your football team. Here's $9 billion for that team. That's your punishment. Like, wait a minute here. Something don't seem right. Like, things like that. They go on in our society all the time. Finding a way to kind of balance this stuff, or to even the scales, if you will, is one of the bigger jobs that we have on our plates.
Indeed it is.
We're going to take a break, come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club a little later. We're going to make somebody a star of the day with Culver's. And keep on listening. Between now and 9, we'll grab a new qualifier for the IGA Quality Foods IGA.
Yep, that's
turkey
right.
Turkey giveaway.
Turkey giveaway, yep.
Turkey trivia coming up and all that much later here on Mornings on WFHR. It's always fitting when we get this one.
When we get this one, yeah. The soul of our generation.
It really is.
Say.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Misty's is open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know how much we appreciate them. And I wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR.
Yeah.
So we not only celebrate Friday, but a Saturday and Sunday birthdays on this day. Seth, I need you to give me a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. Yeah, that it gives us our qualifier. So we get to, and these are all birthdays today. Okay. We have a very small list, and this usually does not happen on the weekends.
The weekends, yeah.
So get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. More homework, info at WFHR.com or James at WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page, direct message us that way. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. You might have a chance to win some free Misty's Menu food.
That's right.
Today, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Don Matthews.
Happy birthday, Don.
Don, one of the people we've met through WRCT and been on that stage and done many things over at WRCT over the years.
Indeed.
And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Katie Wright.
Katie Wright? Katie, oh, my gosh, Katie, happy birthday.
I shouldn't say newer. member over at the Chamber, events director over the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And wish Katie a great day.
Enjoy you just spoke day. To her this week.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, didn't even know. Didn't Katie, have a great day. Enjoy.
Yes.
She's great, by the way. She's been really good at the job and what she's doing in the community here.
Absolutely.
And on Saturday, speaking of people doing a lot and good in the community, we want to wish a very happy birthday. Put the spotlight on Katrina Hittner.
Katrina, happy birthday, Katrina.
A voice that you hear on this radio station quite a bit over the years, whether it's in Morning Magazine with her brother and other guests joining us from Family Natural Foods during Morning Magazine. She has been really cool to be giving of her time and co-host with us from time to time.
Yeah.
And she will be actually with us at the end of the month, I believe, on Wednesday, last Monday.
On the 30th, that's right, yes.
So Katrina will be sitting in with us on that day. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of the more unique, amazing people I've met in this job.
I just
can't tell you how much I care about that family and Katrina herself. Just a great friend, a great person, along with being an amazing mom and wife and all that stuff. Also does a lot for this community when it comes to of her time and just really, you know, when they come on the air with us, I know that you guys can't see their faces or their expressions and everything, but when they're talking about the health of their community, when they're talking about, you know, this time of year, getting that immune system up so you don't get, you know, catch a cold as easily or something, or the way that they handled things during the pandemic, let alone the quarantine during the pandemic and stuff, like, it cannot be taken lightly how impactful that is to our community and how great it is to have a not only a business like that, but people like Stephen and Katrina running that place, like they did with before Mike, you know, after Mike and all that.
Yeah, that's right. The family natural food, the emphasis on the family.
I don't know if I've embarrassed her enough yet, but hopefully I've gotten close to it. Katrina, enjoy your day. We wish you a great one. You deserve it. On Sunday, we also want to wish, we've got one more birthday here, Sue Gamroth.
Sue, happy birthday on Sunday.
We hope you have a great day, Sue.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. And we hope you get to celebrate. And I know it happens on Sunday, Sue, so we're saying celebrate all week long.
Start now.
Yeah.
Start right now.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. If you haven't already, Sue, you deserve it.
That's
go ahead
right.
and start celebrating. And just again, a big happy birthday to everybody on the list.
Yes, indeed.
We take a look at our celebrity list here. Damon Wayans Jr. is 40. Wow. He's coach on The New Girl. Yeah, good actor, good young actor. One of the many Wayans family members. I believe he obviously is Damon's son.
Right. Yes.
You don't get the junior for nothing. You know. Nassim Pedrad is 41, former SNL star who played Gigi on Scream Queens. Did a good job too.
Okay,
she's good. Let's see. Chloe Sevigny. I always say this wrong.
I don't think I've ever said it right in my life.
She's 48.
What? Wow.
She has never looked like in her 30s, let alone 48.
Wow. 48 years old.
Dr. Alex Lowe in American Horror Story. Bill Paxton's wife, Nikki, in Big Love. Been around for a while, doing a lot of good things.
I remember when she first got started, Kids. She was in Harmony Korine's Kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
That was like one of her breakout roles.
Yeah.
Intense movie.
What an intense movie.
Yes.
One of those movies I will never be able to watch again.
No, me neither.
I watched it one time. That's it.
That's it. Yep. It's a little too much.
Yeah. Duncan Sheik is 53. Barely Breathing. I think he had one or two other ones, too.
Yes, yes. That's a name I'm familiar with, although I may not be familiar with his music.
Yeah, right. Owen Wilson is 54.
Wow.
Of course, Lightning McQueen in the Cars movies, along with his brother Luke, have been in a lot of movies. And most recently was in the TV series Loki.
That's right.
Which he'll be in season 2 as well.
It's coming up. That's right.
And this has like kind of given him a second, like, and not a, I wouldn't say a second at career.
No.
Or say a part of his career, but his star faded a little bit. And he kind of went out of the public eye for a little while. It used to be him and Ben Stiller did a movie together every year, it seemed like.
Yeah, basically.
And then it kind of faded a little. Mm-hmm. Now it's coming back more thanks to this Marvel gig.
Yep.
And where he's not just in that, he is already signed up to be in Deadpool 3. As that character.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's so weird. Like, well, what's going on here? Why is he in that and all this? It's, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
For Owen Wilson, it means you have a paycheck.
Not a bad thing.
And yes, if
this
you're an
is
actor,
not a bad thing.
That's all you're asking for. Seth and I were talking about this gentleman in our pregame. One of the most violent, like, at-bats ever, before he even swung the bat. And one of my favorite batting stances and swings in MLB history. Gary Sheffield is 54 today.
Yep. And I know, I mean, he's got a tie to Wisconsin. Of course, he came up with the Brewers, and then he kind of traveled around. Have bat, will travel, I guess, was kind of his career. But, man, we were talking earlier, no one had as quick hands.
Yeah.
As Gary Sheffield. His bat was so quick. Even with that funky stance and that windup he had, he still had such quick hands.
It's really something. Yeah. Yeah. I really believe he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Kirk Hammett is 60, Metallica guitarist. And sometimes he plays like kid concerts and things like that.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Does a lot of things like that, I guess. Yeah, I
That's
wasn't
cool.
that familiar with it either. Yeah. The great Kevin Nealon is 69. Former SNL cast member, used to do Weekend Update, of course, for a little while there. He was Doug on Weeds, Matt LeBlanc's older brother on Man with a Plan. Kevin Nealon's had a good career.
He has.
Maybe nothing that brings it home.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed him on Weekend Update, doing the SNL Weekend Update thing.
I always thought he was one of the best at doing Weekend Update. He was so deadpan. He was so perfect.
He did this bit where he would, I wish I could remember the exact name of it, but he would say something and then, like, under his breath say, like, you know, his real meaning.
Yes.
And it's very snowy outside today. I hate snow.
Yeah.
Things like
that. He did it so well.
He was the best I've ever seen doing that kind of thing. Like, I've never seen anybody do it better. And just a really good writer, too, it should be mentioned.
Yes.
He was one of the head writers on SNL, too.
Yep. Yes. I always thought, yep. For me, he's the best.
Dennis Haskins is 72.
Wow.
Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
That's right.
Linda Evans is 80. Crystal on Dynasty.
Oh, Linda Evans. Wow.
And, of course, as we mentioned earlier today, it is Mickey Mouse's birthday. He's 94 years young.
He doesn't look that old.
No, and I didn't even know mice lived that long.
That's
really
either.
Impressive. That's
impressive,
very
Mickey. Way to go.
Yeah.
I think he's had some work done.
May have.
Just a little.
I'm not saying that. I'm getting in trouble with the mouse.
After you.
Maybe even worse, getting in trouble with Beth. I don't want to get one of those. I don't know.
She's closer, you know.
She is closer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one birthday we want to say of a person no longer with us, the great Alan B. Shepard Jr., born in 1923, passed away in 1998, America's first man in space.
Yes, he went to space, everybody.
Yep.
I mean, what more can you say? It's amazing. He's a hero.
Hero. A genuine, bona fide American hero.
How brave do you have to be to do that? How brave. I'm telling you, that's one of the bravest things any human has ever done.
It's brave now in 2022 to do it. Back then, it's borderline crazy and brave. Like, yes. You got to be a little bit of both to do it.
A little insane.
And thank God those gentlemen were, and the people that did that were, and everything. Mm-hmm. And really everybody that's gone up to space.
I agree.
Outside of these billionaire kind of things. And I'm not counting that.
Don't count that.
It's not even really space. It's just going into the atmosphere, man. What the heck? Maybe help world hunger and get over yourself.
Yeah, please. Please.
I wanted to take a quick look at some Saturday birthdays. Adam Driver is 39 on Saturday. Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies. Adam Sackler in Girls. Mm-hmm. Great, great actor.
Well, he's a very good actor and a veteran.
Yes.
That's right. He was in the military before he started acting.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yep.
Savion Glover is 49. Sesame Street dancer, who also did the choreography for the Happy Feet movies.
Oh, my gosh.
He took Broadway by storm, so many different things. Honestly, he's part of maybe my... I wish I could remember what the award show was. I don't remember what it was. It could have even been the Oscars. But it's my top five favorite award show moments. Gregory Hines.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Gregory Hines is, I think, for many of us growing up, Tap. He's Tap.
Yep.
You know, for the generation before that, you know, there's certainly the other great dancers, you know, in movie history and all that. But just focusing on Gregory Hines, because it's our generation here. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest, if not the greatest dancer I had ever seen. Him and Mikhaila Gorbachev. Not Gorbachev.
Barishnikov.
Barishnikov.
The ballet dancer, yes.
Yes. Both incredibly smart feet.
Yep.
Very good at what they did. Saving Glover, a young gentleman, not really a household name at the time, they had this idea of having a tap off.
Yes.
And nobody knew that Gregory Hines was in such ill health at the time.
At the time, that's right, right before he died,
And it's not really until he's standing out there in front of you that you see how thin he is and all this. Mm-hmm. Not only did he give this amazing tap performance, but Saving Glover, you know, countered it all, and it's just one of my favorite. I'm not even a huge Tap fan. I think Tap's cool and all, but I don't know. Especially when I was younger, I didn't think that big of it. That moment will always be etched in my brain.
I remember that exact thing back you're talking about. Yep, I remember seeing that.
You seen that
too? Yeah. I did.
That was a good one. Gail Devers is 56, Olympic gold medal runner. She won gold in 100-meter races in 92 and 96. Mm. She came close to having her feet amputated in 1990 during treatment for Graves' disease
before
she made a full recovery and then, went on and won some major gold.
That's amazing.
Easily one of my favorite track and field, you know, especially of the states here. Mm-hmm. Sorry, this is just Saturday is just my day, guys. I'm not going to apologize for it. My favorite actress of all time, arguably one of my favorite actors of all time, Jodie Foster, is 60 tomorrow.
Oh, Jodie.
There's amazing actors throughout history, and especially female actors throughout history. You know, currently Meryl Streep is still doing some great work.
Amazing.
We can spend the whole show talking about great female actresses.
Yep.
She's it for me. She's the number one by far and away to me. I've never seen a scene that Jodie Foster did where I did not believe she was that character. And I never seen her do a role that I could picture anybody else doing.
You are so right about not only her ability and everything. I give her credit for being a child star, a child actor, and being able to create a life for herself after that, which we have seen is so hard to do.
Yeah.
She was, successful in her career. But she was one of those people that you never heard a lot about. She was very private in her private life. And I think that's what helped her be able to go through all of that stuff, you know, going through a childhood star and all these things. And she is one of those that was able to make it through. She came out just at the end, through the other side. And she is, and like you said, I mean, she is who she is. Everyone knows who Jodie Foster is because of that.
Allison Janney is 63. Bonnie on Mom. CJ on The West Wing. Yep. Incredible actress.
She's wonderful.
Very, very talented. Yes. Very good.
So is Serbic. That great is Serbic. That's great.
Yes. And Michael Wilbon is 64. ESPN's Pardon the Interruption. Longtime Chicago sports writer and writer for The Washington Post. One of my favorite. One of the only people I listen to when it comes to sports. And not to say I agree with even half of what he says.
Right.
Just really enjoy his work and his passion.
Yep.
Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us that would have been celebrating birthdays on Saturday. We can't be doing this job and not mention Larry King.
Born in
1933, passed away in 2021. Radio ain't where it is without Larry King.
Yeah, a lot of things aren't where it is without Larry King. He was a trailblazer in a lot of ways. Very quiet one, but he was.
I picture him in those suspenders still. Yeah.
Leaning over the microphone, even though he's on TV. He was a guy. He was a radio guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
TV was just kind of there. He was a radio guy through and through.
On Sunday, just real quick, couple of birthdays. Dierks Bentley is 47. Joel McHale is 51. Huge fan of Joel McHale. Love Joel McHale. Mike D from the Beastie Boys is 57.
Nice.
Brass Monkey. And Joe Walsh is 75. Eagles, and of course, the James Gang.
And the James, I want to play some James Gang right now.
Yeah, really do, really do. Walk away. I want to hear Walk Away right now. The guitar and Walk Away.
It's been good to me so far.
That's good too. But the guitar and Walk Away will stand the test of time.
Yes, it
like
will.
Easily. That's we classic. Haven't mentioned his guitar playing enough.
Yep.
And also on Sunday, Dick Smothers will be 83. That's so cool. I'm so happy that he's still around, man.
Me too.
That's great. Also, Norman Greenbaum, 80 years old on Sunday.
Spirit in the sky. Yeah.
And President Joe Biden will turn 80 on Sunday.
Oh, he will. Oh, okay. There you go.
And we wish everybody a good birthday and anniversary celebrating today, this weekend. Yep. Enjoy. Have a great one, everybody. One more time, a big happy birthday to Don Matthews.
Happy birthday, Don.
Happy birthday to our qualifier today, Katie Wright.
Katie, happy birthday.
We wish you a fantastic, wonderful, memorable birthday on Saturday, Katrina Hittner.
Katrina, happy birthday.
And if you see Katrina, I mean any time in the next week or so, wish her a happy birthday.
Loudly.
Be sure to. Sunday, wishing a very happy birthday to Sue Gamroth.
Sue, happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody.
Have a great one. Enjoy and take a listen to Seth's News and then head on over to Misty's. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 Steadway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more here at WFHR. Be listening for Culver Star of the Day coming up. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at Culver's. It's WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's, and Seth and I are about to play a TV theme song for you guys. If you have not won anything in the last 30 days, call up 424-2600 and win yourself not only two concrete mixers, but two value baskets from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yum.
Appreciate them so very much for this. It's a really cool prize that they give away here.
That's right.
We got your dinner covered right now, everybody. So get ready to call up and play along. We're going to have some fun with this one. 424-2600, that is the number to call. If you could tell us what TV theme song this is from.
Show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We'll overdo
it. Ooh, that was fast.
All right, let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is that room 222?
Oh, no, but good guess, sir. Good
guess.
It's
a great guess.
Great guess. Great guess. Good try. Nice try there. It's definitely 80s.
Yes, let's give it a hint. Very 80s. Oh, my gosh.
Very 80s, early 90s, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Let's see if we got someone here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is the answer Growing Pains?
Yes! Oh, you just made our day.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. I got to get the
win. Awesome show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but the theme song's just not as
memorable, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was as common. I was a little worried nobody would get it. Thank you so much for getting that. That was awesome.
Just don't tell how old I am.
You are not alone.
You're not alone.
You are in good company. What's your first name is?
Michelle.
Thank you so much, Michelle. What town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Awesome. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. That's fantastic. Well, Michelle, not only do we appreciate you having some nostalgia and being able to do that, but you just won yourself two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Cool beads. Thank you.
You hang on the line for me just for a minute because I also got to get your information so I can get it to my agent because you are a star of the day now. So just don't compete with me for jobs. I really need the gigs that I get. Michelle, thank you so much for playing along.
Thank you.
Well, hang on the line. We'll talk to you in just a second. That was awesome.
That was so good.
I got to give my partner here a little bit of credit, too, because I was not confident about going with that. Seth's like, no, do it. It'll be great.
No. You never know who knows the things that remembers these theme songs. I'm telling you. That's what makes it so fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're going to talk to Michelle. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. It is 8:48 on the clock, and we're going to talk a little bit about Black Friday now.
Okay, let's do it.
If you're hoping to score some Black Friday deals next week, you might need to start your shopping a little earlier than planned. According to an editor at the deal site Retail Me Not. This weekend might be the best time to get a deal.
Really?
She says more and more retailers are kicking off their sales the Sunday before Thanksgiving and running them all week. So, yeah. I mean, what even happens on Black Friday anymore?
I don't know.
Everybody tries to be early and ahead of this now.
Yeah.
Or they give their employees a day off, the day off or what have you. Either way, I mean, can we just like drop the whole Black Friday thing already? I mean, whatever charm it had or anything like that, now it just kind of doesn't, it's not even a thing anymore.
It doesn't seem to be. It's just become another thing. Because now, I mean, I think after Halloween, we were already seeing, early Black Friday sales. It's almost pointless now. I mean, it's pointless.
We as a society should reject the term Black Friday.
Yes.
So we can get these advertising people to come up with something new. Because I feel like they're just using low-hanging fruit.
Black Friday has been
around all and blah, blah, blah.
You know, you're supposed to be creative people here.
It doesn't even have a great sound to it.
No.
Like Black Friday.
It sounds bad.
That doesn't scream making one of people go, shop or anything. That doesn't really, they got to remarket that whole thing.
Yeah, it makes me think of Steely Dan, actually.
Me too, Black Cow. Yes, yeah. Immediately pops in my head, Black Cow from Steely Dan, yes. We need help. So if you want those items before they sell out, you're going to have to keep some of this in mind.
Okay.
As for what products will have the deepest discounts this year, number one, they say electronics, especially smaller electronics like headphones and earbuds.
Okay. Ooh, that, keep that in mind.
Package deals on smart home products like speakers, thermostats, and doorbells.
You know, they keep calling these things smart, and yet I've never had a good conversation with one.
Not once.
Not once.
I cannot tell you how long I've stood in front of a doorbell trying to let me in. Nothing. Nothing.
You think it would be smart enough to do that,
right?
Not a
darn thing yet. No. Didn't even notice I had a new hat on. Didn't even say anything.
Come on.
Come on, smart, quote-unquote, smart doorbells. Go. No.
Jeez.
I love the idea of somebody flipping to our station, never listened to us before, and think we're serious. They really don't like those doorbells.
Yeah, they're very strange out there. Very strange.
And number three on this, and last year's hottest toys, which were delayed by supply chain bottlenecks, now stores just need to clear them off the shelves.
So that makes sense.
You're finally going to be able to get that Tickle Me Elmo.
Wow.
That's like 9,000 Christmases ago. I really could tell how old my kids were when they were little.
I got to tell everyone here. When I saw James about ready to tell that joke, you should have seen the look on his face. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yes.
This was not. He's a smart one. He's a sneaky one, this one.
Sometimes they right in the middle of the sentence, it hits you. You just can't wait to tell the joke. Yes. Ooh, I think I found something funny.
Yes.
There's another one, and this is along with that, because I think that we kind of got what we can out of that subject. That
really not a lot. No.
I think this is one of the more interesting ones, though, and it's funny and interesting and one of my favorite combinations. Half of us have a family member we would like to ban from the holidays. 52% of us have at least one person we'd uninvite if we knew there wouldn't be any blowback. The top four people we'd ban are aunt, uncle, nephew, or cousin. No in-laws. No in-laws on the list.
Wow. I
think that's kind of impressive.
That's impressive.
Most people expect at least some drama this year, and just over half of us think we know who will be will be causing the drama or stirring it up.
Right.
And here are the top five things that can cause family drama over the holidays.
Right.
Lingering or unresolved family issues. 15% said that it's the number one cause, which was good enough for first place.
Wow.
12% of people believe personalities that clash.
Okay, makes sense.
11% of people believe beliefs or values that don't line up.
Yeah.
Number four, politics. And number five, alcohol. 9% of people believe that is the cause.
They're probably right on that one. That's probably well. That's why you shouldn't have them. I know.
I will say, if you, I mean, it isn't as if this is new. Like, this is something that we've been dealing with for a long time, not just with our families, but, I mean, talking about this.
Yeah, you know, oh, yeah.
Having this as a subject, having it as a storyline in TV and movies
constantly,
and everything.
Constantly.
I think that you can, you know, you can avoid those things if you just choose to.
Right.
You're sitting at dinner and everybody's sitting down having dinner, and that one relative brings up politics or brings up something else that you don't want to talk about. Start a conversation with somebody next to you. You know, there's hopefully even if there's just four of you in the room in the table together, start a conversation with somebody else, or you know, just skew the conversation a different direction.
Yes,
politicians.
Pivot.
Politicians aren't the only ones who get to pivot.
That's right.
You know, we can do that too in society.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys were talking a lot about inflation. Whatever. Are you guys? Is that going to fix that? No, actually, the problem now is Hunter Biden's laptop and everything. Wait, what? But it was just like a week ago was in. No, if they can do that and we don't do anything about it, we just let it keep on happening.
Yeah.
We can pivot in our lives.
Yeah, I agree.
My relative brings up something that I don't want to talk about. I use that. They say they bring up the recent election. And asking who you voted for or something like that. See, you know, I'm not sure, but boy, I'll tell you one thing. I see a lot of people voting on reality TV. You know, and then you spin in the reality TV talking about that. Not that that's that much better, but it is different. Hopefully not as, jarring. Here's another thing, too, though.
Okay.
Because we blame topics oftentimes for this. Politics, religion.
That's very true.
Lingering of unresolved family issues. That might be a little different, but really any of these things. There are instigators in life. There are people who like to start fires. There are those things.
Rabble rousers.
Yes.
Yeah, like to shake things up.
I almost feel like it doesn't matter. They're going to find something. Even if you literally outlawed in their brain politics and these big heavy hitter things and stuff, there's going to be something. There's going to be something that they are going to pick at or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you're not with these people that much. You're not around them that much.
And that's the thing for me. Is that, yes, you know, if there is that one person that kind of disrupts things, look, you're only going to be spending a few hours with this person. Can you hang on there? I mean, can you handle that?
I think there's a difference of standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
That's different if you're getting picked on or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Whatever. But if it's something that's not personal to you, if it's politics, these kind of things, I mean, you know, bite your tongue. You know, just let it go and
just let
keep
it
moving.
Go.
You're going to be better off for it. You're going to enjoy your holiday a lot more. And
yep.
Focus on the people that you don't get to see that often, that you want to see and stuff.
Exactly. See, we have all the answers here.
Just fix the holidays.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Jeez. You're in a thank you. Come on now.
That is good luck to myself, let alone anybody else with that. I do think that it's well-intended.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you walk into these situations with your fists clenched, you're going to get in a fight. If you walk into it hopeful and maybe a little bit optimistic.
A little more optimistic.
Chances are things will go a little bit better.
Right. I think, you know, I find it very funny because, you know, people talk about, you know, having these arguments and stuff. When my families got together, it was basically if anything like that came up, it was like prolonged, uncomfortable silences.
Yes.
That's what we had.
Yes. With our family, it was everybody talking. Food comes out, quiet, just silence. And so it's almost awkward. And you know, you have somebody, usually there's a family member that feels like they got to talk.
They got to say something. Yeah. Make noise.
And it's usually something kind of like weird, like because it's my family.
Very random.
I remember one year, my cousin who I think it was my cousin, who just did not like the silence that much, just announced to everybody she was pregnant. Like, just boom, out of nowhere. It was like, whoa. Like,
that's one to go with, because if you really want to drop something, here you go. Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Completely drop mic moment there. Yes. And none of us had any. She had just gotten there, so it was just out of the blue and stuff. But it was like that definitely not only lightened the mood a little bit, but got the subject away from anything heavy, and got people talking, got people laughing and smiling and reminiscing and all this.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not to say that you should fake that or say that just to like move things along here.
Oh, but dear God,
it's an idea. Things like that,
James. If you tried to do that, it wouldn't go over so well. I just think,
tell me
you know,
about it.
I'm just telling you.
I've already tried. just laugh. laughter, Seth. Nobody took me seriously. Everybody just laughing their tails off.
They
at
just
me.
Like to do no.
Yeah, to be fair, it's low hanging. I am low hanging fruit. I want to take a moment to talk about next hour. We've got some fun stuff lined up for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to welcome in Audrey Day and Lori Peterson from the Wood County Health Department. We are going to talk about the Social Isolation and Loneliness Week. For those that do not know, Isolation Week. This week was announced that by Governor Evers, and we'll talk about that with them. Maybe get a COVID update in there. Hopefully, we can make the time for that. We will make the time for that.
All right. Sounds right good.
Now.
Yep.
So we got that coming up. Of course, some entertainment news, That Ain't Right story, good stories of the day, all of that coming up. And we are going to play some trivia, turkey trivia.
That's right.
This is your last day to qualify. Mm-hmm. And we take one qualifier a day. So if you have already qualified, you cannot qualify again.
Yep.
That's just kind of how qualifying works in throughout qualifying
Otherwise,
history.
You get more than one chance, and that's not fair.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. So we will be doing that a little bit later. Looking forward to it. Of course, we will also have some other things going on. I don't want to tell you about because I want you to stick around and listen.
Yeah.
And also, encourage you to be a part of Morning Magazine today. We have Senator Patrick Teston joining us in part one. Looking forward to talking with him. And then in part two, Terry Whitmore going to join us, a Nacoosa Public Schools District Administrator.
Okay.
There's plenty to talk about.
Lots
with,
to talk about
Terry
today.
And that. Yeah. And we'll wrap up our week here for live content. But, of course, we got great stuff going on all weekend long. Just wanted to touch on a little bit of that because not only on our sports schedule do we got good stuff coming up
here.
Yeah, we do. Tonight at 6:30, Wisconsin hockey versus Lindenwood. The puck will drop at 6:30 for that. Saturday, our coverage of Wisconsin Badger football kicks off at 9 a.m. Badgers in at Lincoln to take on Nebraska. That is a good Big Ten matchup right
there.
It'll
be interesting to see what happens with that one, yeah.
Saturday night, the Badgers wrap up that two-game series with Lindenwood. Puck will drop at 6:30 for that. All those things coming up, and of course, that means on Saturday with the early Badger game, the Sunshine Polka Show will be at 7, and Over the Back Fence will be on hopefully next week.
Yes.
It won't be on this week, though.
Yep.
So keep that in mind.
Yep.
Plenty of things going on with all of that. Of course, on Sunday, we encourage you to check out Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Fantastic show. Do you have a theme this week?
Blue.
Blue.
I needed more color in my show, so I chose blue.
I love that. That's awesome. And be sure to join us for a director's cut right after that every Sunday, 8 to 9. We'll talk more about that later and plenty more coming up here on Mornings at WFHR.